WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards from St. Louis. The Brewers try to salvage one against the Cardinals this afternoon. Time for us to take a peek at the minor league system for the crew. It's our weekly Down on the Farm report. Let's begin with AAA Nashville, which has had some standout performances this week. Brandon Woodruff pitched a five-inning shutout effort on Thursday for a victory. And, of course, Daz Cameron hit six home runs with Nashville in his couple of weeks with the team before being called up to the crew. The Sounds are now 15-10 on the season and looking for a third straight series win as they wrap up a six-game set at home against Durham this afternoon. Nashville is in the top five in the International League in home runs, stolen bases, and starting pitching, and last night they had all of those ingredients working in the game against Durham. In the bottom of the second inning, first baseman Wes Clark and second baseman Anthony Siegler got the offense going. Let's check them out back-to-back with the voice of the Sounds, Jeff Helm.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on, hit in the air. Deep left field. Murray back on the track at the wall. Gone! Wes Clark homers to the berm in left center. And the Sounds take a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air. If it's fair, it's gone down the right field line. Fair and gone. Heads up in the bandbox. Anthony Siegler goes back to back with Wes Clark. And the Sounds lead 2-0 in the second inning.
On the mound in his return to AAA, Logan Henderson was terrific following his Major League debut. He did not allow a hit until there were two outs in the sixth and ended up allowing only one run over six frames. Jacob Mizorowski's on the bump this afternoon. Coming off of six scoreless innings Tuesday, he'll try to pitch the team to the series win against Durham. Moving to the AA level, it's been a great week at home for the Biloxi Shuckers. They've won the last four games in their series against visiting Montgomery. And in last night's 6-1 victory, the Shuckers used the long ball as they've been doing all season long. Well, we just played you back-to-back homers last night in AAA. How about at the AA level? Xavier Warren hit his second home run of the season in the bottom of the third to make it a 5-0 game. And then the prospect infielder Luke Adams followed him. Let's go to Javik Blake, the voice of the Shuckers.
The pitch to Adams is lifted out towards left center. Here goes Edsel back at it. Is it back-to-back? It is! Adams goes yard and it's 6-0. He drives it out to left center, his second homer of the year, and the Shuckers extend the lead to 6-0.
Biloxi enters today having hit 18 home runs in their first 20 games, tied for the second most long balls in the Southern League this season. And let's wrap up this Down on the Farm report with a look at the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who have also had a good week in Cedar Rapids, having won consecutive games on Thursday and Friday. Yesterday afternoon, the game was tied at 2 with one out in the top of the 8th inning and Hedbert Perez at the plate. The game wasn't tied for long. Let's listen back as called by the voice of the T-Rats, Chris Mehring.
And Hedbert to right and deep. He's going to stand and watch this one get out of here. Hedbert Perez with his second home run off Bengard in this series. And the Rattlers have a 3-2 lead in the eighth.
The blast would lead to a 4-2 Saturday win and three consecutive wins. Perez has gone 6-for-18 with two long balls in the series. After the finale in Cedar Rapids, Wisconsin is back home with West Michigan coming to Appleton starting Tuesday night. That'll do it for this week's Down on the Farm report. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards in St. Louis, I'll get you the starting lineups for the finale between the Redbirds and the crew on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Repeat.
It is overcast. Good news is that the rain for now has moved out of the area, and we're going to start just about on time from Busch Stadium. The finale of the series between the Crew and the Cards. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Today's starting lineups are presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Against the veteran right-hander Eric Fetty, the Brewers have these nine with Bryce Terang. Thus far hitless in the series, he'll be in the leadoff spot playing second. And Jackson Chourio's first career start in the major leagues in center field, he'll bat second. What a series he's had. Six out of nine, including yesterday's dramatic ninth-inning home run. Christian Yelich, the designated hitter, he'll bat third. And William Contreras catches all three games of the series in the cleanup spot. Sal Frelick back in right field, batting fifth. The first baseman, Reese Hoskins, hits sixth. Isaac Collins gets the start in left field. He's had a couple of hits against Ryan Helsley in this series. Collins batting seventh today with the shortstop, Joey Ortiz, number eight. Then Caleb Durbin is in the ninth spot, playing third base against Fetty. Meanwhile, it's Jose Quintana getting ready for his fourth start as a Brewer. He's won his first three. Has to deal with the top batting team in the National League. The Cardinals have this lineup. Lars Nootbaar has been on base time and again this weekend. Nootbaar in center field today is in the leadoff spot. Wilson Contreras playing first base and again batting second. And the National League's leading hitter, Brendan Donovan, in left field bats third. Yesterday's hero, Nolan Arenado, at third base cleaning up. And our first look this series at the designated hitter, big Lucan Baker. He'll bat fifth. Second baseman, rookie Thomas Sajacy, batting sixth. In right field, Jordan Walker hits number seven. Pedro Páez, just like William Contreras, will catch all three games of the series. Páez bats eighth, and the shortstop, Mason Wynn, in the ninth spot, all against Quintana. Umpires presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Junior Valentine, he's behind the plate. Crew chief Marvin Hudson at first. Trip Gibson, second base. Ryan Blakeney at third. Cannon and Dunphy since 1985. They've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients for fairness on the field and justice off it. Trust Cannon and Dunphy. Lane Griddle with more as we creep closer to first pitch at Busch on the Brewers Radio Network.
Discover your new favorite city, Milwaukee. Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan. Sip your way through craft breweries. And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Who's
looking for a better deal? Well, Cousin Sub's $10 meal deals just got better. Available online only. Order your 7.5-inch meal deal today and upgrade it with a large fountain beverage, large fry, regular shake, or regular Wisconsin cheese curds. Prices vary by item from $1 to $2 a piece. Make it better and make it your own way. Now that's a better deal. For further details or to order, go to CousinSubs.com or on the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available online at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're at Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodman's, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Guys?
Hi, Columba.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Cardinals, the finale of this series, is just around the corner. After these words on the On Deck Show. Built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Joe Graffiti.
Cardinals take the field as we welcome you back to Busch Stadium on an overcast, damp Sunday afternoon. Cards are trying for their second sweep of the year. Brewers trying to avoid being swept for the second time on the young season. And it's the red hitter Eric Fetty beginning his warm-up tosses. Time to wrap up this on-deck show built by Menards with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers, and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. In the Central today, it'll be the Reds trying to sweep the Rockies at Coors. Nick Lodolo and Ryan Feltner, the starters. That game gets underway in about an hour. Cincinnati's ending a 9-game road trip. It's going to be a winning trip for them. They've already got 5 victories, including 3 straights. National game of the week is at Wrigley. Cubs and Phillies, a rubber match, 6:10 Central. Aaron Nola, Jameson Taillon. Cubs come into the day 4 games clear of the Brewers in the Central. And a rubber match at Chavez Ravine. Dodgers and the Pirates. Pirates have a chance to have a 4-2 road trip through the 2 teams in the Los Angeles area. Well, Fetty's just about ready to go. Brewers need this one today. Looking for a good effort from Quintana and the crew. And here is Lane Grindle with play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew here. To start up this finale, Brewers trying to salvage a game out of this series. They've lost consecutive one-run games to the Cardinals on Friday and Saturday. And Eric Fetty brings home the first pitch to Terang. It's fouled out of play, third base side. And it's 0-1. Got underway on time at 1:15 Central. 61 degrees. It is chilly, a little bit breezy, gloomy. 0-1-2 Terang is way outside with a sinker. And it's 1-1. Not what we would call a Chamber of Commerce day in St. Louis today. 1-1. That is outside. 2 balls and 1 strike on Bryce Terang. Hitting .321 on the year. 3 home runs, 14 driven in. He is 0-for-8 in this series. And the 2-1 is outside with another sinking fastball. It goes to 3-1 on Bryce. That was after a tremendous series in San Francisco. 8-for-25 on the trip for Terang. That missed outside. It's a leadoff walk. So a good start for the crew here in the top of the first inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, Liss is more. So here's Jackson Churio. He has had a great series so far. And he takes a strike at the very bottom of the zone with a fastball at 94, and it's 0-1. 6-for-9, had the home run in the ninth inning of last night's game. Season average sitting at .280 with 6 home runs and 23 driven in, and he launches one to left, but this one is going to be playable. Just got that one a little bit off the end of the bat, and underneath of it making the catch is Donovan in left. And there's one away. When Jackson turns on a pitch like that right now, you hold your breath every time. You just assume that he's going to barrel it. But he got it off the end of the bat, and the ballpark held it by plenty. One away for Christian Yelich. Fetty brings home the pitch to Christian, and Yelich takes high. It's 1-0. Our quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley, and today's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Cheryl Radloff from Merrill. Here's the 1-0 to Yelich. That is high. 2 balls and 0 strikes. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Cheryl will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip. 2 balls and 0 strikes on Yelich. Fetty brings home the pitch. And Yelich took inside. It's 3-0. He missed with a cutter. And Fetty having a little difficulty with the strike zone early on. So far here in this start. Making his 6th start of the year. For Fetty, his 6th career start against the crew. 3-0 pitch, and Yelich taking all the way, takes a strike. And it's 3-1. Brewers have had some success against Fetty. Yelich, 6-for-13 lifetime against him. Spins and throws to first, and Terang dives back in headfirst in time. Yelich, 3-for-9 in this series. Average has bumped up to .227. hit his fifth home run of the season during this road trip in San Francisco. It was a grand slam. 3-1 is popped foul back behind home plate and out of play, and it's 3-2. Umpires today, Junior Valentine behind home plate, the crew chief Marvin Hudson at first, Trip Gibson at second, and Ryan Blakeney's at third. Fetty's 3-2 pitch, there goes Terang, pitches down and in. Yelich will work the walk. Second walk issued by Fetty of the inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now two on and one out for William Contreras. The 15th and 16th walks issued by Fetty of the season. That has been a little bit of a problem for him in the month of April. Here's Contreras. And Contreras, first pitch swinging, hits it foul and out of play down the right field line. It's 0-1. Contreras hitting cleanup today. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Fetty's 0-1. And that is a liner into left. It's down for a base hit. Terang sprinting around third. He's on his way home. He will score. And Contreras gets the Brewers on the board here in the top of the first with an RBI single. It is 1-0 crew. RBI number 16 on the season for Contreras. And he is now 8-for-12 against Fetty in his career. He has had some major ownage of this right-hander. Yelich stops at second, so still first and second, and one away. Now here's Sal Frelick. Fetty's first pitch to Sal is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
First lead of the series, Lane, for the crew.
Brewers have been playing from behind. They tried to protect the lead Thursday in the finale in San Francisco. 0-1. This is a rocket into center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Yelich being waved around third. The throw will go to third. Yelich scores standing up, and it's 2-0 crew on the RBI single from Sal Frelick. So two walks and two base hits in this inning, and the Brewers off to a very good start against Eric Fetty. And now here's Rhys Hoskins with runners at first and second, and still just one out. Hoskins average up to 299, three home runs, 12 driven in. The pitch, and Rhys took a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Hoskins sitting on 499 career RBIs. Chance to get to 500 with a good swing here. 0-1, that is a strike with a breaking ball that clipped the low outside corner, and he falls behind 0-2. 2-0 Brewers here in the top of the first. Fetty looks back at second, and the 0-2 pitch is a one-hopper, and it eats up Sejacy, and it's into right field. Around third goes Contreras. He will score, and the Brewers lead it 3-0. And for Rhys Hoskins, that should be a hit as hard as it was hit right at Sejacy. And it should count for his 500th career RBI, and it does. Hit it a little bit off the end of the bat, but they have ruled that a base hit for Rhys Hoskins, and now, right out of the gate, the Cardinals having to make a trip to the mound. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reserve your seat at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. And you enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. And the draft is over, so, you know, don't be disappointed when you show up and say, well, Lane said, enjoy the draft. I'm Ron Burgundy. I read what's in front of me. Josh couldn't take that from me fast enough as I was in the middle of that read. First and second, one away. Now here's Isaac Collins. And the pitch to Collins. Missed inside. It's 1-0.
I bet everybody had a good time in the annex, though, the last 3 days.
Way to cover for me, Josh. Three straight hits and four straight have reached against Fetty. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. I'm trying to keep track of career RBIs at a 3-0 lead. Don't know what to do with my hands. So much going on right now here in this first inning. The 1-1 to Collins is low, and it's 2-1 now on Isaac. 2-for-3 in this series. Both of his hits have come against the Cardinals closer Ryan Helsley in the 9th inning of Friday and Saturday's games. Fenny's 2-1, and Collins rips one out to right. Walker back on it, still retreating. He'll make the catch a few steps shy of the warning track. Frelick has to go back to the bag at second. And that's a nice play by Jordan Walker. I will tell you, a year ago, he doesn't make that play. He is much improved defensively out there in right field for St. Louis. It used to be an adventure for him. And as well as that ball was hit by Collins, 106 back towards the track. That's a tough play. And Walker just helped out Fetty big time. So now two down, and here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch to Joey is fouled out of play first base side, and it's 0-1. Isaac Collins swinging a good bat right now. A lot of loud contact from Isaac.
That's good news, too, with Garrett Mitchell on that injured list. They're going to need an outfielder or two to step up.
It's a great call. Isaac Collins, Daz Cameron. Brewers hoping to get some production out of those guys. 3-0 crew looking for more. Need a clutch two-out hit from Ortiz. The 0-1 is a swing and a miss at a sweeper down and away, and it's nothing and two. Two walks and three hits in the inning for the Brewers. Ortiz did drive in a run yesterday on a fielder's choice. 0-2 pitch is down and away, and it's 1-2. And Fetty throwing a lot of pitches in this inning also. That was the 27th pitch of the inning. And he's facing the 8th batter here in the top half of the first. Some good run support for Jose Quintana already. Fetty's 1-2 pitch is high, and it's 2-2 on Ortiz. Fetty looking in. And now the 2-2. That missed outside. Pretty close pitch that time from Fetty. Didn't get the call, and the count goes full. 3-2 on Joey. Try to get this inning extended to Caleb Durbin, who's in the on-deck circle. Durbin has swung the bat well on this road trip. Love to have him loaded for him. Even better, a base hit from Ortiz and get at least another run home. Fetty comes set just above the belt. There go the runners. The pitch is a swing and a foul in and out of the mitt of Páez, so Ortiz stays alive, and Páez probably a little bit disappointed he didn't hold on to that one. That was one he could have probably squeezed for the strikeout, but it just popped out of his glove. And so Ortiz lives to see another pitch. Fetty looking in. 3-2 pitch. The runners go, and this one's popped up. This one into shallow right center. Sajacy, the second baseman, with both feet on the outfield grass, camps underneath of it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Brewers play three. They do it on three hits. They strand a pair. We played half an inning. It's the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Well, Brewers with a 3-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the first inning here in St. Louis. Jose Quintana to make his fourth start as a member of the crew. And Lars Nootbaar to lead off for St. Louis. And the first pitch to Nootbaar is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Quintana, a one-time Cardinal. In fact, on this three-city road trip, Quintana out of the windup brings home the 0-1 to Nootbaar. And that missed outside, one ball and one strike. Every single team involved, he's had a uniform on for. Giants, now the Cardinals. Of course, the White Sox coming up. And currently with the crew. 1-1 pitch. Nootbaar takes outside with a two-seam fastball. And it's two balls and one strike. That was actually the breaking ball that time. Excuse me. 2-1 here on Nootbaar. Hitting .263 with four home runs and 17 driven in. There is a strike at the knees with a sinker at 91. And it's 2-2. Nootbaar 4-for-7 in the series. He's driven in three. He has been a very tough out. And almost every time, works deep into the count. Sees a lot of pitches. 2-2 pitch, he got him looking. Sinker nailed the outside edge. Nootbaar not so sure. Nootbaar would be wrong. That was a perfect pitch from Jose Quintana. And it's an ortho ASAP strikeout, one away for Wilson Contreras. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste. And only 96 calories, it's Miller time. Wilson Contreras in the midst of an eight-game hitting streak. 12-for-32 in that stretch. First pitch to him. He is a strike on the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Average has jumped up to .212. Two home runs. Nine driven in. He's got three hits in this series. 3-for-9. Quintana's 0-1. Is a check swing. Nope. He went around. And offered at that changeup, says Marvin Hudson, the crew chief. Contreras in disagreement, calls timeout, and is going to, in protest, go for a little walk outside of the box. No balls and two strikes on the Cardinals' first baseman, Quintana. Brings home the pitch, and a check swing. This time he didn't go, and Wilson Contreras asks for that himself. I mean, be careful now. And he checked. He pointed right down to Marvin Hudson and said, what do you got this time? I dare you to say I swung. 1-2 pitch. Down and in, and it's two balls and two strikes.
William did, too. They were both pointing.
Both brothers. In. I think you went. I didn't. Dad, who's right? 2-2 here on Wilson Contreras. I hope this at-bat ends on a check swing with an appeal. Quintana brings home the pitch and fouled back into the net, and it stays at 2-2. It's almost like, you know, best two out of three.
Yeah.
We got to determine this thing now. Contreras, right-handed hitter, former Chicago Cub, Been with the Cardinals for a handful of years now, and now a pitch clock violation on Quintana. And the count will go full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Contreras climbs back into the box. And a 3-2 pitch. Missed up and in. And he walked him. So Contreras will work a one-out walk, and he's aboard in front of Brendan Donovan. Brewers defensively behind Quintana. Collins in left. Churio getting the start in center field. Frelick in right. Durbin at third base. Ortiz the shortstop. Terang at second base. Hoskins at first. And William Contreras does the catching. First pitch to Donovan is a strike right down the middle. And it's 0-1. Leading hitter in the National League per average, 367 average for Donovan. And he's had a great series so far, 4-for-8 with 2 driven in. 0-1, missed inside, 1 ball and 1 strike. Quintana, long hold, now the 1-1 pitch. Missed outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Quintana finished the 2022 season with the Cardinals. Went 3-2 with a 2.01 ERA over 12 starts. He was fantastic in a Cardinals uniform and then signed that deal with the Mets. Last couple of years with New York. 2-1 is a high fly ball. Left field, that's twisting out of play. Foul. It's 2-2 on Donovan. Quintana, of course, came up with the White Sox, debuted all the way back in 2012. He is a pro. He has been around. Brewers so excited to have him as a part of their rotation. 2-2 pitch to Donovan. It's a ground ball towards second base. Terang will field, only plays it first. And he makes that play to retire Donovan. 4-3 in your scorebook. Contreras goes to second. And there's two down. Bryce had a thought of trying to get that lead runner, but the ball kind of got up in the heel of the glove when he fielded it. And rather than risk a bad exchange, he said, we're going to get the one out in front of us. And I think he made the wise decision. Now here's Nolan Arenado. First pitch to Arenado. It's a ground ball back up the middle. It is gobbled up by Ortiz to his feet. Throws to first. He got him. Oh, what a play by Joey Ortiz. Ranging to his left, diving and smothering the baseball, spinning, and made a tremendous throw to first for the final out here in the bottom of the first. No production from the Cardinals on the scoreboard here in the first inning. It's 3-0 crew as we head to the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
We go to the second inning here in St. Louis, a 3-0 Brewers lead. Caleb Durbin squaring the bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a ball. And it's 1-0 on Durbin. Brewers sent 8 to the plate in the top of the first inning and scored 3 runs. Durbin now pops it up foul back behind home plate and out of play. And it's 1-1. 5 for 18 on the trip for Durbin, hitting .241 with a home run and 4 driven in. You like having Durbin lead off an inning. The 1-1 pitch is called strike, and it's 1-2. With his speed, his contact skills, the way he works the count, kind of a second leadoff man at the bottom of the order. 1-2 hit him. Second time he's been hit in the series for Caleb Durbin. Correction, he was hit in the San Francisco series. Second time he's been hit on this road trip. Brewers get their leadoff man aboard again to start up the second inning. So Durbin is on, and now it's back to the top of the order in Bryce Durang. A 3-0 Brewers lead. Chance to really get after Eric Fetty here. We needed 30-plus pitches to get himself through the first inning as Durang took a sinker low, and it's 1-0.
You know, it might have been kind of a nice subplot of that Ortiz defensive play. I'll get to that after this pitch.
The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-1. Please continue.
The fact that then Fetty didn't get extra time to kind of recover after that first inning. If that ball gets through by Arenado, who knows? Cardinals might still be batting for another couple of minutes, and you give Fetty more of a blow.
Yeah, after he really labored through the first inning. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Durbin.
I mean, obviously, it was a great play, and the most important part of Ortiz's play is that he saved a run and got him out at first, but that's a nice byproduct of it.
Yeah, there's a couple layers to that play, right? Keeping it on the infield, saved a run. Then being able to still get the out, even more important, the 1-1. That is in there for a strike with a changeup, and it's 1-2. And then, as you said, even if you still go on to get out of that inning, if Arenado beats it out and he's safe on an infield single, and you still get out of the inning, it would have allowed just aerobically for Fetty to have a little bit more time to recover. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back into the net, and it stays at 1-2 on Terang.
I think aerobically and mentally.
Yeah.
That's a tough first inning. He gave up 3, could have easily been more.
So Durbin at first base here. He's been dancing around a little bit, trying to distract Fetty. 1-2 is the count on Terang. Fetty brings home the pitch, and a swing and a miss. He chased a changeup away, and Terang strikes out. First strikeout recorded by Fetty here this afternoon. And now here's Jackson Churio, who just missed one back in the first inning. Ended up being a routine fly ball to left. But he is 6-for-10 in the series, 6 home runs now on the season. Churio in a really good place at the plate currently. Fetty's first pitch is a ground ball to short. Could be 2. Wynn flips to second. Sajacy on to first. Dug out of there nicely by Contreras. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And the inning is over. Pretty good double play turned by the Cardinals. We go to the bottom of 2. 3-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Drum roll, please! Timeless is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great carbless perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in-store wherever Carbless is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carbless.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Plant.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Guys?
Hi, Columba.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's a 3-0 lead for the Brewers. As Jose Quintana back out there to face Lucan Baker, who is the designated hitter this afternoon for St. Louis. His opportunities have been limited so far this year. Hit a big home run against the Brewers last year. Big, tall, right-handed hitter. A lot of power in the minor leagues. As Quintana brings home the first pitch and misses down and away, it's 1-0.
He's built like a lumberjack.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description, I would say. Pitch is change up and missed away. Two balls and no strikes. If Paul Bunyan were a baseball player.
Yeah.
2-0. Swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 2-1. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. Baker hitting 304 this year against lefties. Has not had many opportunities against right-handed pitchers. 2-1's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Brewers with three runs in the top of the first inning to give themselves this lead. 2-2 pitch is low with a changeup. He didn't chase it. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Working out of the windup here. And the 3-2 pitch to Baker. And that is a called third strike. Sinker right down the middle. Baker knew it. Second ortho ASAP strikeout for Quintana. And there's one away for Thomas Sujacy. Well made right here in Wisconsin. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, the hometown favorite. Of course, a hometown favorite, just like Usinger's fine sausage made in Milwaukee, and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. First pitch to Sajacy's, a check swing foul back to the screen. And it's 0-1. Doesn't get any better than the hometown favorites that are also best in class. Quintana's 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 on Sajacy. So JC 0-3 yesterday. 0-2 pitch. And just missed outside of the changeup. Using that changeup a lot to these right-handed hitters. That was an enticing one, but so JC laid off of it. He's had a good start to the year. 3.68 average with a home run and 7 driven in. Quintana out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Sinker, low outside corner. And Jose Quintana with his third strikeout already. He had struck out just 9 over his previous 3 starts. But, man, he is dotting that sinker right now. And the command looks very sharp. 2 down. And Jordan Walker will be the batter for St. Louis. In a 3-0 Brewers game in the bottom of the second inning. Quintana in a good rhythm right now. Brings home the pitch to Walker. And that missed just a touch low with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. He is throwing it right to wherever Contreras is setting up right now. 1-0 pitch. And that is a called strike, and there's another great example of it. Just an absolutely perfect pitch. Low outside corner, there's not much Walker can do about it. 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball hit foul and out of play, first base side. And it's 1-2, and the sun poking through the clouds a little bit here on this Sunday afternoon. Welcome sight after the tarp was on for most of the morning here at Busch Stadium. 1-2. Quintana delivers, missed outside with a changeup. 2-2 is the count here on Jordan Walker. He has been in a funk offensively. Just 2 for his last 26. Did have a hit Friday night in the series opener. Quintana brings home the 2-2. And it's a ground ball back up the middle. It'll be backhanded by Terang. It's under his glove and into center field. That was going to be a tough play for either Bryce or Joey. Bryce was able to get there, but couldn't get the glove down in time to backhand that. Even if he does, probably has a shot at first, but it was going to be a tough throw. Walker was hustling out of the box, so it'll be an infield single for Jordan Walker. And now here's Pedro Páez. That was on the other side of the second base bag from Terang. That's how much ground he had to cover. Swing and a miss for Páez, and it's 0-1. That was on the shortstop side. Bryce, it just feels like, can get to anything at times on the infield. 0-1. Is lined foul and out of play first base side. It's 0-2. Sometimes there's swinging bunts up the third baseline that I half expect Bryce to cut everybody off in the field with the kind of range that he has. Just a tremendous defensive talent. And I still go back to spring training when we saw him play a couple of consecutive games at short and the plays he made then. 0-2 is fouled back into the net. Páez stays alive. He would be one of the premier defensive shortstops if he moved over to shortstop. No doubt, I think, in anybody's mind. Brewers fortunate to have a very good one, though, right now in Joey Ortiz, who made one of the better defensive plays of the year back in the first inning. 0-2 pitch. Hit foul into the Cardinals' dugout. And it stays at 0-2 on Pedro Páez. 6 in the series, 242 average, a home run and 11 driven in. Runner at first, and two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Quintana comes set, and the 0-2 pitch is high. Contreras thought about a back pick to first, and then elected to eat the baseball as Walker was diving back into the bag. 1-2 is the count. Quintana brings home the pitch, and that missed low with a changeup. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and early on, that changeup to righties is what he's trying to work in and away from them, especially with 2 strikes, but the Cardinals doing a pretty good job of identifying it. This ball's a fly ball into shallow center, dying quickly, racing in his Churio, and Churio will get there and make a two-handed catch in shallow center. For the final out of the inning, Jackson getting his first start in center field today, passing the test there. So, 2-out single for the Cardinals, but that's it. We head to the third, 3-0 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdelirocine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Brewers. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Only at Z-Bart.
Well, the Finn American Family Field and the Brewers host the Cubs for the first time this season. Next weekend, the 2nd through the 4th, NL Central contenders, Brewers and Cubs. Get your tickets at brewers.com/tickets. 3-0 crew, we go to the 3rd, and here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Eric Fetty back to work against the middle of the Brewers' order. Christian Yelich will lead off. The first pitch is inside, ball one. It'll be good to be home next weekend, mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see the Cubs come to town. That'll be fun. Yelich walked and scored in the first. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a sinker. And you know what? We're on the back slope of this season-long road trip. Six down, four to go. 1-1. Down and in from Fetty. 2-1 on Yelich. And it's nice to have a lead.
3 2/3 to go.
That's right.
Technically.
From the windup, 2-1 pitch. Hit foul back into the screen on a cut fastball. 2-2. The Brewers scoring 3 in the first against Eric Fetty. They had 3 straight one-out RBI singles. The 2-2 chopped off his foot. Hit him, it looked like, on the instep in the box. Foul ball by Yelich. After 2 walks began that rally. He had RBI knocks from William Contreras, Frelick, and Hoskins consecutively. And that is where we stand after 2 innings. 3-0 the crew. Right-hander Fetty winds 2-2. Fouled again. This one back into the screen by Yelich. He will see a 7th pitch leading off the 3rd. The Cardinals had a 3-0 lead in each of the first 2 games of the series, so it's nice to turn the tables on him. 2-2 again, fouled again, down off his lower body. Yelich has done that twice. He's fouled off 4 straight pitches, and 2 of them looked exactly like that. He's got a shin guard on, and I think that's where each of those foul balls hit Christian. It's on his right lead leg. Given a little bit of time to walk it off here by the plate umpire, Junior Valentine. Christian didn't seem too bothered by either of them. And he's back in the box. 2-2 again. Fly ball hit into left. Very shallow. In comes Brendan Donovan. Out goes Mason Winn. Neither catches it. It's a bloop base hit. Well, you take him any way you can get him. And Yelich goes the opposite way and just kind of dinks it in. Or dunks it in. A dink or a dunk, it works. Put it into a perfect spot.
You take those when they come, right? Another leadoff man aboard. 3 straight innings with it for the crew.
Then that brings up William Contreras. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the 3rd contest. Pitch to William. Line foul right side. Kayana Erickson from Eau Claire is our contestant today. C-A-Y-A-N-N-A. Kayana. Or Kayana. You win a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Yelich at first in the 0-1. Breaking ball low. You can visit WTMJ.com to enter for a future Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the 3rd contest. Contreras had the first of those 3 straight RBI singles in the first. One and one to throw to first, and Yelich dives safely back into the bag. Brewers trailed 3-0 on Friday, ended up losing 3-2. They trailed 5-0 ultimately yesterday. Tied it up. Pitch down and away. 2-1 on William Contreras. Yesterday's game, Brewers scored 5 unanswered, including that 2-run home run from Jackson Churio in the 9th. Made it 5-5, but then Nolan Arenado hit the walk-off. And that's been the way it's gone the last 4 days. 2-1 pitch up and in. It is 3-1 on William Contreras. The thing about this 4-game losing streak, every game the Brewers have been right in it until the very final outs. 3-1, there goes Yelich. Pitch is called a strike on the inside corner. Throw to second base, not in time. Yelich just got in. It's a full count on Contreras, but Yelly gets himself into scoring position. That's going to be his 6th stolen base without being caught this season. It was a good throw from Pedro Páez, but Yelly was in there. It's also the Brewers' first stolen base as a team this trip. They lead 3-0 in the third, and now 3-2 on William Contreras. The pitch hit hard on the ground, but right at the third baseman. Arenado's got it. Make sure Yelich isn't advancing, and he throws out William Contreras. That's a big out, number one. Ball that was hit 107 miles an hour on the ground. With every stolen base, Special Olympics Wisconsin bags another donation courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. Brewers have the 2nd most steals in the majors. So now runner at second, one out, and here comes Frelick. He takes one outside, ball one. Sal ripped an RBI single back in the first. He had his long on base streak snapped yesterday when he got removed from the game early. Fetty catches the plate at the knees, 1-1 here. It had been 21 consecutive games that he reached at least once before yesterday, but there's almost like there should be an asterisk with it. Didn't get to play a full game.